Hello. Necessity is the mother of invention. Sometimes the right equipment is needed for servicing, such as a low-frequency signal generator used to repair amplifiers and receivers. There are a lot of devices on the market, both new and used, but their price is unacceptable to me. So I thought that in order to save costs, I would build something like this. The choice fell on a simple sine wave generator with three frequencies, 100 Hz, 1 kHz, and 10 kHz. Powered from the 230V mains. I found a description of the electronic circuit on the internet. It comes from the popular magazine Elektronika Praktyczna 195. The mechanical construction consists of a base made of steel sheet with two sides riveted to it. The lid is also cut from the same material. The metal pieces were cut with a hacksaw and then bent with a vise in my dad's garage. On it, the power supply is screwed with M3 screws through distance sleeves, a few millimeters long. The front panel is made of plastic. On the latter, the so-called a small chassis with a generator board, a dependent isostat switch with frequency selection RC elements, a control lamp, and a BNC output socket. The inscriptions were made with a thin, waterproof marker. Before final assembly, the steel parts were painted with anti-corrosion paint. The box is permanently connected to the PE conductor of the power cable. The modules on the boards are connected by thin wires. The power supply includes a TS2/14 domestically produced transformer and a rectifier with a DeLon doubler equipped with two filtering capacitors. From it comes the DC voltage of approximately 14 volts and the alternating voltage of approximately 11 volts to power the control lamp with the telephone bulb. The boards were etched in a solution of sodium persulfate heated indirectly by solar energy. The process for the power supply circuit took about 40 minutes. The Wien Bridge generator contains a double TL082 operational amplifier placed in a socket. The first stage produces a sinusoidal signal with the selected frequency. The second is a buffer. A 60-volt 20 milliamp output bulb is used to stabilize the amplitude. And the Telpod CN15 Cermet potentiometer is used to set it. The signal is regulated by a Telpod SP1.2 carbon potentiometer from 0 to approximately 4 volts. On the back, there is an output ground switch. The approximate cost is a dozen zlotys and is low due to the use of recycled materials and parts, e.g., a 3-core power cord with a plug is made of electronic scrap. The casing sheet was purchased at a local scrapyard, and the plastic is recycled. The rest of the used parts I had from my own stock. The elements that I bought myself are a mains transformer in a stationary store, two electrolytic capacitors, TME, low/SR Panasonic 470 Euphorids, 25 volts, 105 degrees Celsius, and a double operational amplifier, TL082, Allegro. Due to the shortage of some parts, work on this device took about 1 year. I add some photos of the project.